This is KHUM Freeform Radio without the rules, and it is awesome to have back in the studio the Redwood Coast Montessori kids. Everybody say hi.
Hi.
Oh, we're going to have some fun today. Now, you are a band, and Toshi is going to announce the name of the Redwood Coast Montessori band. Why don't you do that for us, Toshi?
We're the Sandy Skulks.
The Sandy Skulks. And what is a skulk, Zoe? What is a skulk?
A skulk is a group of foxes, I think.
All right. Sort of. Yeah, it's a collective noun. Like if you have a bunch of birds, what do you call a bunch of birds?
Flock,
that's right. Anders, right? All right, Anders. So the Redwood Coast Montessori kids are here. They've got ukuleles because Meet Me in the Mornings, Lindsay Battle, is their uke teacher. So we're going to be rocking that. And if you want to watch this cavalcade of awesome, you can go over to khum.com because the live webcam is running. Larry, would you let me know if that's not running?
Yes, I will let you know.
You are the man. Everybody say, Larry's the man.
Larry's the man.
Yeah, that's right. He is the man. All right. That was really good. Let's do this. Play us a song. What's it going to be?
Eye of the Tiger.
Make it so. Thank you. we've got the Redwood Coast Montessori School here in the building. Very excited to have you guys back. How many times has it been since you've... Is this the fourth? Third?
Third.
All right. Well, let's do some sort of official business. That, by the way, again, is the Sand Skulks of the Redwood Coast Montessori School Band. Have a microphone. And let everybody know who you are and why RCM exists in the first place.
Well, hi, I'm Kim Burgell.
Am I on? Yep, you're on.
Okay. And why it exists in the first place? Well, we needed an awesome place to be.
That counts.
That counts.
Kids need their Montessori, right?
They need their Montessori.
We'll leave it at that. The Redwood Coast Montessori School had its roots at Cooper Gulch.
Oh, yes, yes.
And now it's over at the Manila Community Center.
Yes, and it was started by a group of parents with one lead teacher, Terry Roman Little, who worked together and had our school started in May, June, July, August. 4 months. We were able to get that school together and get students in. It is, truly. That's what happens when you have a good parent community.
Do you guys like Terry Roman Little?
Yeah!
That's right. And Brian Little, too. Yeah, that whole crew. It's good people. So the Redwood Coast Montessori School has a fundraiser coming up. It is tomorrow from 5 to 7 p.m., and it is called...
Are You Feeling Saucy?
And why...
Are you feeling saucy?
I feel plenty saucy.
I feel plenty saucy myself.
Yeah. And the idea here is that it's a sauce-off.
It is a sauce-off.
And to me, with like, I have like a really dull palate. Like, I'll eat pizza, and I can barely tell the difference between that and like wine. I just don't know. But you go to this thing, and the difference between the sauces is very noticeable, even for my dull tongue. Hmm. Who's presenting? How does it work? What is a sauce-off?
So what a sauce-off is people bring in a sauce, whether it's your grandma's sauce or a lot of our children enter sauces, which is a lot of fun, just crazy sauces. We have two awards for $100 each. We have judges, and then we have a People's Choice Award, and generally we get some pretty well, the mayor's going to be a judge this year, and then we have several other judges.
Mayor
Frank Yeager of Eureka. Mm-hmm.
And are there any sauces that stand out to you as like next level weird avant-garde sauce?
We had one that was awesome. It was mango. It was just delicious.
I had that one.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. Is that coming back?
I don't know. I don't think it won, but it was amazing.
Yeah. By the way, bad judging. I'm going to say that it's rigged. That's crazy. If you're just tuning in, again, we've got Redwood Coast Montessori ukulele band here, and you can go to khum.com, and we've got the webcam running, so you can watch it there, because it's awesome. You guys are the best. Now, who wants to answer a random question? Show of hands. All right. Step right up to the microphone there. And what is your name?
Grace.
Grace. And what grade are you in?
Sixth.
Sixth. Grade. How's that going?
Good.
Better than fifth?
Yeah.
What's the best part about having a school whose backyard is the beach?
Well, sometimes we go out to do like sand sculptures, and we walk around and see what kind of sand sculptures we have, and that's a lot of fun because we go on dune walks and stuff, and we get to learn about the environment.
What name something that you've like? What's your favorite animal that lives out in the dunes?
Probably the jackrabbit. I like the jackrabbit.
They're cool, right? Now think about this. Where would a jackrabbit that lives in the dunes get its drinking water? There aren't really that many creeks behind your school.
No.
And there are a couple of ponds, but that water's a little yucky.
Yeah.
Where do they get their drinking water?
Probably from the ocean.
Well, has anybody drunk ocean water?
Ew. No.
They get their water, I mean, you can get it from creeks and ponds and stuff, but there's actually water in the plants that they eat, and that's how they get a lot of their hydration. And that is how the jackrabbits that live out on the sand spit at the mouth of the Elk River, have you guys been to the Elk River mouth, the Hickshari Trail? That's how they get all their water. They don't need a drinking fountain. They don't need a creek. All right, can we do another song, Lindsay Battle?
Yeah.
Again, the Sand Skulks. Which to me is kind of like a Lone Rangers situation, because a skulk is the collective term. So it would be the sand skulk, but you guys are many skulks, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. So you're like this huge armada of foxes.
Woo!
Yeah! Woo!
Well, let's do it. What are you going to play for us?
Wonderful World.
Oh, real quick, before we do it, starting here at the left, just say your name and your favorite thing about Redwood Coast Montessori School.
I'm Anders, and I guess my favorite... I'm Anders, and my favorite thing about Redwood Coast Montessori is that we're really close to the dunes, and we can go out and hike around most weeks.
That's a great perk. And Grace, pass that microphone around.
I'm Luan, and I guess my favorite thing about the beach is being able to also go around and work with a group called Friends of the Dunes, and they help the environment and work on trying to get the sea cleaner and stuff like that.
Okay, my name is Zoe, and my favorite thing about my school is that we have a lot of relationships with people and things outside of our school, so we get like field trips and stuff.
My name is Lilith, and what I like about Redwood Coast Montessori is all of the plants that we get to see in, like, the sand.
My name is Wanda, and what I like about the school is that we don't have to sit at desks. We can just pick out a job and go to a table or sit on the floor wherever we want to sit. It's fun because we don't have to have an assignment or what we have to do. We get to pick what we do.
That doesn't sound like how school's supposed to work.
My name is Rune, and I am... And my favorite thing about Redwood Coast Montessori is that... Kind of the same thing as what Wanda said, but we have a lot of more... We have free things where we can do whatever we want in the school, like... Not as many limits as a regular school would have.
Limits. Boo.
Hi, my name's Toshi. I'm in fourth grade. My age is 9, and I like the school because I have gone to a regular school, and I didn't get to socialize, really. I had to sit behind a desk and just do my work. It wasn't that fun. I didn't get to socialize, so I'm happy I'm at this school in the first place.
All right, let's do a song. Let's do this thing.
All right, count it off, okay? Let's keep it nice and slow.
Here we go.
got Redwood Coast Montessori School kids here in the house. And again, the Are You Feeling Saucy fundraiser is tomorrow. And there's also a really cool auction. Kim, you want to talk about the auction items and who has donated stuff for that? Yeah, grab that microphone right there.
So we do have a silent auction and raffle. And we have a lot of local people that have donated some things. We have a great picture of Bill the Chimp that is actually hanging. I'm trying to recall where that is hanging. Beautiful piece, though, and that's going to be up for auction. I did want to let you know that you can buy tickets at the door, $15 for grown-ups, $10 for kids. And
there's a line. People line up for this thing. I had to wait in line like 10 minutes last time. I'm not complaining, Kim. Yeah. No shade. It's worth doing. So Redwood Coast Montessori School, Are You Feeling Saucy, 5 to 7 tomorrow. And you just expect to spend a little money on that auction because there's some real bargains. And then what is the food that is served besides spaghetti?
Oh, one of our families is making this delicious biscotti, right? Is that right? Lilith's family. And we'll have some wonderful meatball cupcake desserts. And then there's salad to go. Oh, I was going for the desserts. But yeah, there'll be salad to go with that. Okay. And then we'll be serving beer and wine, so come see us at our table.
You're being whispered at by Grace. Just tell it. Just tell Grace.
And juice.
And juice.
What's the best juice these days? What's the juice that the kids like?
Orange juice and apple juice, I'm pretty sure.
Orange juice.
You ever mix them together?
Yeah.
How's that?
Tastes good.
Yeah, there you go. Best of both worlds. Do you guys want to talk about can we jump off track real quick? Mm-hmm. Like, I know this is a junket. This is a promo junket that they're on. This is a cool field trip. But I want to ask, who wants to talk about music? Who likes music? Who likes music the most? Yeah? Okay. You, grab the mic. Say your name.
I'm Luan.
Luan. And what, did I say that right? Luan?
Yeah.
Okay. What is your favorite, who's your favorite singer?
I guess I don't really have a favorite.
Who, name some singers you like.
Guess I like the Lumineers.
Lumineers are a good band. All right. And then Zoe, who do you like, Zoe?
My favorite singer, or one of my favorite singers is Lindsay Battle.
Oh, yeah! Lindsay Battle! Come on, you guys! Exactly. You know what? She's one of my favorite singers, too. What's your favorite Lindsay Battle song? Do you have one?
Bigfoot.
Yeah. Bigfoot!
Yeah!
That's a jam right there, Lindsay. The pirate song,
pirate,
yeah.
Pirate song is awesome.
And who else wants to talk about music? I will ask just a couple more music questions because what's your name?
Wanda.
Wanda.
My favorite singer is also Lindsay Battle, and I like this song, the pirate song she made up.
Yeah. Do you guys know how to play it?
No.
What if you learned how? And
I think I would like listening to. I think I would like listening to it more than playing it.
And then let's wrap it up with, how about Rune? Rune? Oh, Toshi. Oh, we'll do Rune and Toshi. Okay, Rune, what kind of music do you like?
I like surf music, and my favorite band for surf music is Dick Dale and the Pyronauts.
There we go. Did you go to that show?
Yeah, that was in...
in Scotia?
Yeah, it was Scotia.
What did you think about the Dick Dale concert?
He talked about his life too much.
You just gave Dick Dale some notes. That's what they call it. He talked about his life too much, but you liked the music.
Yeah, it was really good.
He's had a pretty cool life, though. I think he's earned the right to talk about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then Toshi, lastly. Toshi, you are responsible for bringing Eye of the Tiger.
I like lots of kinds of music. I like electric music. For one, it used to put me to sleep when I was a baby, and my dad used to play it, and then...
Like electronic music?
Electronic, electronic.
Like drum machines and synthesizers.
Sort of like it.
That counts. That's today's folk music.
Seriously?
Well, it depends on you. Look, I'll talk to you all day about this, Toshi. But yeah, I mean, the music of the people is clearly electronic, if not hip-hop. But yeah, that's the music you hear in the streets.
I also like the Survivor band. They put out some really good albums.
What's your favorite Survivor song?
You can guess that one.
Would it be Eye of the Tiger?
Oh, yeah. You got that. You hit that dog right on that nose.
Well, first of all, you shouldn't hit dogs on noses.
True.
Yeah, sure. That's a good but song you to wake up to. Right?
Yeah. I forget the name of the band, but it wrote People Are People, What? Why Should It Be? I forget the name of it. They put that song really well.
I love it. Well, you guys are the best, and you know every time that you come here, I make you do silly shenanigans, and we're going to do some silly shenanigans. Yeah, Zoe's like, yeah, shenanigan time. Last year, we did some freestyle rapping, but this year, all I want to do is I want to get some nice recordings of you guys. First of all, I want you to say, are you feeling saucy? Go.
Are you feeling saucy?
Oh, my goodness. That was very loud. All right. Now go RCM.
RCM.
Wow, that is really loud. Okay, now we've got our levels set so that we can get our really good recordings here. I want you to say, K-Hum, boo!
K-Hum, boo!
Say, K-Hum is awful!
K-Hum is awful!
That's great. Go, Mike, terrible!
Mike, terrible!
You're better than this!
You're better than this!
Aim for the stars!
Aim for the stars!
You guys are good at this. What else should they say? Because I'm taping all this. Lindsay, I don't know what I'm going to do with this.
I think they should say more positive things than doing K-pop.
Oh, no. Oh, do you guys know what self-deprecation is?
No.
Oh.
I think you were using sarcasm.
There you go.
Yeah.
Well, it's a weakness. Okay, let's do some positive things. How about K-Hum? Yeah!
K-Hum, yeah!
Okay, that's pretty good. Is it more positive, Lindsay? You like?
I like positive, yeah. I'm with positive.
Okay.
Dragons.
Okay. Say, more Imagine Dragons, please.
More Imagine Dragons, please.
You guys are great at this. And what do you want everybody to yell, Wanda?
We love Lindsay.
We love Lindsay!
Oh, my goodness. All right, Zoe, what do you want everybody to yell?
Ice cream is good.
Ice cream is good!
That's a very bold stance. All right. Okay, for the very last one, I'm going to have everybody get really, really loud because what we're going to yell is Humboldt rules, okay? One, two, three.
Humboldt rules!
You guys are the best. Thank you for coming by. Give yourself a big round of applause. That is the Sandy Skulks from the Redwood Coast Montessori School, the ukulele band, and, of course, Are You Feeling Saucy is tomorrow night, 5 to 7, Eureka Women's Club. Details at khum.com.